All right, Bassmaster Classic week. And it's cold here in Minnesota, but it's also pretty cold in Knoxville for the competitors in their official practice for the Bassmaster Classic on the Tennessee River, a.k.a. Fort Loudoun Tellico. But things are looking to warm up a little bit, which I think is going to make for some good fishing. And I think the pros that are looking at the forecast and practicing for the future, and the ones that will be ready to adjust on their official practice on Wednesday, will be the ones to be picking and best off for the changing conditions. The Knoxville Classic Tennessee River was here in 2019. That's where Ott DeFoe lifted his first Classic trophy. It was kind of that interesting Classic. It was that last before the split, and the BPT MLF took many, many, many of the top-level pros over to their league. So that was the last Classic that KVD fished, Ott DeFoe, and so many others. But a few have trickled back now, and Bass has built up their own brand, and this should be a really great Classic. It was an attendance record last time. I'm sure they're hoping to regain their Classic record attendance back from Hartwell. So I think it's going to be a pretty good event to watch on Bassmaster Live, as well as possibly attend. And I will be there at the Expo all day Friday and Saturday. Watch my socials, either like my community tab on my YouTube or my Instagram. I'll probably do some posting and maybe just like hang out in the Camus booth for like an hour each of those days, so that you people that I see in live chats and comment and exchange messages with, we can meet up and shake hands and get to know each other. So if you're going and you want to meet up, leave me a comment so I know who to look for. And if you see some guy walking around in a visor that I'm not wearing right now, hey, that's probably me at the Classic. All the emails from the first two tournaments have been sent to the anglers and the winners of the Beat Hellebass group. If you haven't got an email, send me an email, rich@richlinger.com, because it probably bounced back and didn't get to you or got lost in your spam folders. If you still want to join the Beat Hellebass group, I will have a link down in the description below, or you can search Hellebass on the Find a Group page, and then the password to get in is Visor, all capital letters. If you're looking for a little extra research, think about going to the Bassmaster Fantasy homepage, and you'll see four columns here from the pundits. Might give you some extra insight on top of this video here. Let's get into the picks and then talk about Drain the Lake as well. I think this Classic is going to favor the winders. I think we're going to see jerkbaits, lipless crankbaits, square bills, flat sides, much like we saw last time with Ott DeFoe. Spinnerbaits, chatterbaits, those all could be big players. I think we'll see some jigs mixed in and things like that, but I think it's going to be the winders moving, targeting pre-spawn fish. We are going to have a warm-up, but I don't think it's going to anywhere close enough, warm enough, we're going to see spawning, but I do think we're going to see fish staging, setting up, and it should be able to catch some of these bass at their biggest, fattest, pre-spawn, plumpest size of the year. This body of water does have largemouth, spots, and smallmouth. I think it'll be a mix of largemouth and smallmouth. I don't think we're going to see like Gussie where he weighed like 20 smallmouth. I think this will definitely be a mixed bag event, so keep that in mind when picking your rosters. There is basically almost no grass to speak of. There could be a little bit in a few pockets, but it's really not something somebody can probably make an entire tournament out of. So grass experts may not be a great pick in this event. My team, a little bit in the dumps after the first two events, but we are going to be on the climb, and this is where we're going to start making our traction back. Starting in bucket E like we always do, Carl Jockinson's getting all the headlines here. He's the local guy, because he lives on Chickamauga. I don't know how much time he's really spent on the Tennessee River, but this is his first Classic, and I know he's going to be hyped. He's got like 50 or so family and friends coming from Australia to watch him, so he's going to have a big crowd. But with that comes extra pressure, so we'll see how Carl stands up to that. He could be really good here. Shane LeHue, Cody Huff, young anglers, could set up really for them in the way they like to fish. But I like Tristan McCormick, the college angler, and then last year he won a Lake Hartwell Open, so he qualified for his first Classic as a college angler, and this will be his second angler as an Opens winner, so those jitters should be gone. Tristan's also from Tennessee, close enough where he can probably spend some time there, so I'm gonna go with Tristan McCormick in bucket E. Bucket D, getting kind of an even mix. Tyler Rivette, who's had two great events on grass fisheries, coming out hot, but I'm not so sure that the Knoxville Classic's going to set up for him. I mean, all these guys can catch him. Pat Schlopper, Will Davis Jr. I actually like Will Davis Jr. as the nation champ. He's grown up in Alabama, fished a lot of these Tennessee River impoundments, so he could be a sneaky pick here. Mark Frazier, I've seen him do well in spring tournaments, so, you know, being from that Georgia area. Cliff Perch had a really strong event here last time. He had like one really big day and then hung on to have a decent Classic finish. But I think Luke Palmer, even though when he fished the tournament that Gussie won, literally had a 95th place finish, which is by far his worst event ever. I think he bounces back and has a really big classic. And he was finished sixth at Hartwell. So I think this Oki spinnerbait, chatterbait, and keeping things simple, I like Luke Palmer this week. Bucket C. You know, something tells me Taku Ito could be good here. I almost picked him, really thought about it. There's several good anglers in this bucket. You know, I don't like guys like Brian Schmidt as grass specialists, but there are some good angles here. But in the end, I'm going Matt Robertson on him. Now, he had his very first classic here as well. Did not have a great finish as well. But that was his kind of come out party to Bassmaster Fishing with the fur coat and all that crazy stuff. This time, I think he's going to be a little more focused on the fishing. And I think his TVA experience will pay off. He's been catching them at home on Kentucky Lake. So I'm going on him. And he had a pretty good classic at Fort Worth. So, you know, classic jitters should be behind him, and he should be ready to be focused on making a splash on the water. Bucket B, lots of good names here. I know a lot of people want to see Swindle, and I want to see Swindle have a good tournament. But ever since we've went to these pre-spawn late winter, early spring tournaments for the classic, Swindle has really struggled. So until he can prove me otherwise, I'm not going to pick him. But if we get a warming trend and he can junk fish, it could be one of his best classics in recent history. Buddy Kroos, TVA guy, can't overlook him here. John Cox did really well in that Knoxville event that Gussie won, which was a little earlier, cranking Fritz sides. A lot of talent here. Walters, Cook, Johnston, Livesey, but I'm going Brock Mosley, chatterbait guy. I think he gets it done on the chatterbait big time. Bucket A, probably the easiest for me to pick, but there's a lot of star power here. I think you got anglers like Christie, Brandon Card, Polinick, Hackney, defending Elite Series winner Gustafson. So many good anglers. Blaylock, Mullins, that could be really good picks. Zeldane had a really amazing classic here last time, but I'm going Brandon Lester. Last time, his good buddy Atta Foe won the classic. Lester was in the mix. I finished sixth or seventh or something like that. I think he had a really slow start on day one and climbed into the tournament. I think he makes adjustments faster. I think he's more prepared. He's now won a few events. Opens Elite Series events. This could be Lester's chance to win a classic and keep the championship home for Rocky Top. But I think high 40 pounds, 45 to 50 pounds wins this classic. I'm going 48 and a half pounds. So there's my picks. Let's move on to Drain the Lake. All right. Anglers I like this week. I'm going Jason Christie. I think he's strong chance to go back to back here. Something tells me Keith Combe could be good here. I like Blaylock's chance to win the classic. You know, we're really looking for winners here, guys that can win, because winning is everything in Drain the Lake. We are going to put old Mullins on the team. We're going to put Tristan McCormick on the team. Our guy Palmer on him, Matthew Robertson. And lastly, we're going with the Golden Ram Cliff Perch to round out our 8-angler roster. The roster is getting shorter. And it's getting tougher to make these picks, so saving these picks going forward. We're going to have a little bit of a break here. We have until April, until the next Fantasy Fishing events. But if you want to make sure you don't miss them, consider subscribing, hitting the bell notification button. That way you will be notified and you will not miss a roster and you won't be left without having a team and crushing your dreams of winning the Beat Hellebass Group or the overall prizes for Bassmaster or Tackle Warehouse and anybody else or any group you're in.